Week 2, Friday, Matins, Second Nocturne. Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. Psalm 37, Part 1. Do not fret when you see corruption, and do not envy cheats and liars, because they will be quickly mowed down like grass and wither as fast as an uprooted plant. Trust in Yahweh, and do what is right. Live in His land and be fed with His fidelity. Find your pleasure in Yahweh, and He will fulfill your every heart's desire. Make a commitment to serve Yahweh, and put your trust in Him, and He will bring you success. He will make your virtue shine like a bright light, and your honesty will be like the noonday sun. Have peace in Yahweh, and keep waiting patiently for Him. And do not bother yourself with others' prosperity, especially those whose evil plots succeed. Still your anger, repudiate vengeful thoughts, and do not fret, it will only damage you. Wait a short while, and immoral people will cease to exist. You will look and look for where they were, and there will be nothing there. It is the gentle people who will inherit the land, and enjoy peace to the full. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. Turn away from immorality and learn to do God's will, and the Master will strengthen your obedience to Him. Part 2. Evil people may plot against decent folk and gnash their teeth at them, but the Master laughs at them because He sees that their day is coming. Evil people may draw their swords or bend their bows or to shoot down the poor and destitute, but their swords will pierce their own hearts and their bows will snap. The little that a virtuous man has is better than ill-gotten wealth, because the power of evil will be broken, but Yahweh is the support of the virtuous. Yahweh watches over the lives of honest folk, and their inheritance will last forever. They will hold their heads high when hard times come, and will have their fill during famine. It is the immoral people who will die off, and all of Yahweh's enemies. They will wither like the splendor in the meadows, and disappear like smoke. Dishonest people borrow and never pay back. Honest ones are generous and give. And those they bless will inherit the land, while those they curse will die. A good man's steps are in Yahweh's care, and he takes pleasure in what he does. If he falls, he will not stay down, because Yahweh's hand will pick him up. I once was young, and now am old. Yet I have never seen a virtuous man abandoned, or his descendants begging for food. No, they are always generous and lend what they have, and their descendants prosper. So leave evil aside and do what is right, and you will live forever, because Yahweh loves virtue and does not abandon His holy people. They remain intact forever. But descendants of cheats will die out, while honest folk inherit the land and make it their home forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Turn away from immorality and learn to do God's will, and the Master will strengthen your obedience to Him. Wait for the Master to lead, and then follow in His path. Part 3. An honest man's mouth utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks about virtue. God's law is in his heart, and his feet never slip. Dishonest people spy on decent folk and try to slaughter them, but Yahweh will not leave them in their grasp or let them lose when brought to trial. Wait for Yahweh and stay on His path, and He will lift you up for you to inherit the land. And when immoral people are punished, you will witness it. I have seen evil people who had great power and who flourished like firmly rooted trees. And then I passed by, and they were gone. I looked for them, but they were nowhere to be found. Pay attention to decent people and notice the honest ones, because the future for these men is peace. But sinful people will come to ruin all at once, and there will be no future for them. Yes, the protection of the virtuous comes from Yahweh, and He is their strength in times of trouble. Yahweh will come to help them and will rescue them. He will set them free from cheats and save them, because they put their trust in Him. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Wait for the Master to lead, and then follow in His path. My eyes stay open, waiting for Your help to save me, and hoping for the words that will restore me to virtue.